Hi, I'm Jack Weir. In this episode of Amateur's Guide to Traveling, I'm going to tell you about my trip to Alaska and what we did there, where we stayed, and how we got around. So we started our trip off in Santa Cruz, California, because that's where I used to live, and I was living there at the time of the trip. So we first took a bus to the San Jose train station, and then the light rail to the airport shuttle bus, and then the airport shuttle bus to, the airport. And then from there, we flew to Juneau, Alaska, which is the state capital of Alaska, and is also the only city in the U.S. to be completely landlocked, which means that you cannot drive or take a train. You can only fly or take a boat. So once we reached Juneau, Alaska, we took the hotel shuttle bus. The next day, we had a layover before our boat, so we took the bus to Glacier Gardens Rainforest, which is a rainforest in Alaska, but it's like an alpine rainforest, so it's like pine trees and stuff. It was beautiful. It was fun, kind of crazy. The tour bus went straight uphill. It was like a little golf cart thing. After that, we took the bus to downtown Juneau and rode the Roberts Mountain Tramway up to the top of the mountain to get a great view of Juneau and the Gatsu Channel. The next day, we had to get up early to go get on a tour bus to go to the Mendenhall Glacier, which was awesome, and then back down to the harbor and got on a boat to go whale watching. We went up an inlet to Skagway, Alaska, which is a former mining gold rush town, but is now transformed for tourists. Skagway is pretty much dead until a cruise ship arrives. Then it is packed with action. We stayed a total of 3 days in Skagway. The first day we took a train to Carcross, a little mining town in the Yukon, which is a province of Canada, and it's north of British Columbia. The train trip lasted 5 hours on the White Pass and Yukon Railroad. The train to Carcross travels the whole operating route and stops in towns along the way, like Fraser, British Columbia, and Lake Bennett, British Columbia. For the next 2 days, we went on some other routes on the White Pass and Yukon. After that, we took the boat back down to Juneau and flew to Anchorage, which is the largest city in Alaska, under 1 million people. We stayed there for a night and then took the Alaska Railroad to Denali National Park in central Alaska. That train took 7 hours. Once we got to Denali, we stayed in a little cabin just outside the park, which was a bit annoying because you can only get there with a cab, and those can cost upwards of $50 just to go like 3 miles. But we were far from tourists. We hiked in Denali toward the park, and the best part about visiting was the sled dogs and all the new puppies. We stayed in Denali for about 3 days and then took the bus, because the train was sold out, back to Anchorage. Then from Anchorage, we flew down to Seattle, and that's the end of the Alaska adventure, and the northern states is a whole nother thing. Alright, so where we stayed. There's not much in the way of accommodations in Alaska, so we stayed some pretty weird places. Like the hotel in Skagway, which was apparently the nicest hotel in Skagway, but it was comparable to a little roadside motel, and the only channel we got was, I think, the Discovery Channel, and that was showing like a marathon of Naked and Afraid, and that was just kind of weird. And also only the lobby has Wi-Fi, which I do not like. But in Denali, we stayed in a log cabin outside of the park, as I said, and the cabin was nice. It was attached to the main office, so we got the Wi-Fi from there. But the only bad thing about the time we went, which was in late summer, was the sun is up for about 22 hours a day, so there's only 2 hours of darkness, and the curtains in the cabin weren't the best. They let in a lot of light, and also there are bears everywhere in the Denali, so just be careful when you're hiking. We saw some bears. Okay, so this is how we got around. The transportation in Alaska is very diverse. We did not rent a car, as we like to explore using local transit, and also the cars were really expensive. So we used transit, like buses, trains, boats, or a cab if necessary. In Juneau, we used the local bus system because it was cheap, easy, and it went everywhere we wanted to go. In Skagway, we just walked because the city is really small. In Anchorage, we used the taxis because the bus isn't that good, and also it's kind of scary there. In Denali, we used the free national park shuttle buses, which are pretty fun. They're just like renovated school buses in Denali. But outside the park, we had to use another taxi because walking most places is very hard, as like the closest amenities were like 3 miles away. But the taxi system in Denali is, it's extremely expensive, as it costs upwards of $50 just to go from our cabin to the park entrance, and that was only about 3 or 4 miles. Okay, but now about my favorite part, the railroads. Let's start with the White Pass New Con route. It's not really a transit train, but it can be used as one. When I say this because it's the only form of transit for hundreds of miles, because there are no buses. Also, many hikers use the railroad to get to certain trails, like the Chilkoot Trail. The Alaska Railroad runs between 4 major cities in Alaska, Anchorage and Fairbanks, the 2 largest cities in Alaska, and then Whittier and Palmer, 2 port cities far apart from each other, but just equally as important. And also, it is the only full-service railroad in the United States. But when you go to Alaska, if you're trying to get to more remote communities, you actually have to fly, as there are very little paved roads. Okay, so where we ate, I can't really say much about the food in Alaska, but we found restaurants when necessary. They were okay, but it's always extremely expensive as it's geared towards tourists. We found a Starbucks once. The prices were doubled, and this was like in a shopping center in Juneau. This whole state has absolutely no shortage of things to do, whether it's hiking in the mountains or on top of a glacier. It would take a lifetime to experience everything in the state. My favorite thing was the White Pass New Con Railroad. It is called the Scenic Railway of the World. It does live up to its name. The White Pass New Con Railroad does live up to its title when you're hugging cliffs of southeastern Alaska, and there's no place you'd rather be. It's that beautiful. Also, the WPNY offers a trip where you can take the train to the village of Lake Bennett in British Columbia, then hike back down the 90-mile trail to Skagway. And you can camp along the railroad in old train cars they have set out. And also, I should mention that this is the longest narrow-gauge railroad in North America. Narrow gauge means that it's only 3 feet between the rails. So unfortunately, my other two partners are not here, so I am just going to do another fun fact segment about Alaska. So Alaska was formerly owned by the Russians and then acquired by William Seward, I think, in the early 1900s. Alaska has the largest coastline of any state in the United States, and it is the closest state to Russia, and the only state to be on the Arctic Ocean. Alaska also has the tallest mountain in North America, Mount McKinley, but I think it's been renamed to Mount Denali. My name is Jack Weir. Thank you for listening to Amateur's Guide to Traveling, and be sure to check us out on Instagram and Twitter at New Street Media, and also go to our website, newstreetmedia.com, where you can find a variety of other podcasts. Bye.